WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The ongoing destruction in Chicago is forcing many businesses to close, and no one knows how long it'll be until they'll be able to reopen. On the west side of the city, where there's already a shortage of essential stores, some residents are frustrated with the people causing the chaos, and they're seeing reflections back to the 1968 riots that devastated their section of the city. WBEZ's Patrick Smith has more.
In 1968, when he was a young man, Thomas Morris took part in the riots following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday morning, Morris walked down Madison, the same street that was ransacked during the 1968 riots. He checks out the damage done over the weekend. He looks across the street. Three people are in a smashed-up beauty supply store. They're holding plastic shopping bags and picking through the wreckage to see if there's anything left to take. A few blocks down, several police cars stand guard as firefighters put out a fire, the smoke rising from the burning building.
I'm looking at the consequences of being stupid. You told stuff in the community that you have to go and buy stuff. Now you got no place to buy food, medical, because you destroyed. And you dishonored the honor of the man who lost his life.
It's been more than five decades since the 68 riots, and now Morris laments the recent destruction. But still, he says, he understands it.
It seems like for us to get any attention, we have to do wrong. Doing real positive things, ignore it. But once we do something negative, it's spread all across the world. It's the systemic racism in America. How in the hell can the racism in the 60s be alive today? This has to change, and we have to do things to be fair.
The unrest in Chicago is part of a national outcry over the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. Morris says the chaos is similar to what happened in 1968, but even more violent. About a half mile south down Pulaski, near the border of Garfield Park and Lawndale, three men work to clean up the damage at Mary's Barbecue. They're sweeping up broken glass on the sidewalk and trying to deal with a bunch of standing water inside the restaurant. Mary's, which specializes in rib tips, has been on the west side since 1968, the same year of the riots following King's death. Now, the building is destroyed. All the windows smashed, the roof burned, floors covered in water and debris, walls fallen to the ground or hanging precariously. Chris Jones took over the restaurant in 1995 from his mother, the eponymous Mary. He says he got a call around 5 this morning that the business alarm was going off. When he got to the restaurant, firefighters had just finished putting out the fire inside.
It's pretty bad. Looks, you know, the roof's burned, the walls are burned, it's soaked with water damage. But, I mean, the gas stations, all the gas stations I've looted. The supermarket over there has been looted. And, you know, so I'm not by myself. I'm not the only one in the town with tears in my heart today.
Jones says when he first saw his restaurant this morning, he cried. Inside Mary's, two of Jones's employees, Michael Walker and James Southward, are sweeping up. The amount of wreckage makes cleaning seem almost impossible. It's absolutely overwhelming.
All this here, it wasn't nothing about anger. It was the opportunity for somebody to get some money the easiest way they can. You don't got no jobs, and you see an opportunity, and nothing's going to happen to you. But yeah, it's kind of sense.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a free fall last night. Yep.
Are you guys worried Morris gonna come tonight?
No. No. There's nothing else to get.
Right. I mean, yeah, right. It's been raped. The town's been raped pretty much. So, what else are they gonna do?
Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.